Randwick Council in Sydney's southeast last week passed a motion that could see cats locked inside and owners fined if their pets run free and defecate in public places. Joining us this morning to discuss what it could mean for owners and their beloved furballs alike is Melissa Catt, principal veterinarian at the Paddington Cat Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
So, Melissa, Paddington's actually in the same municipality as Randwick. Do you have a lot of problems with cats causing problems in public spaces around there?
We are a council.
Sorry.
Yeah. I think maybe the other side of the road, a bit further up, might mm-hmm. be Randwick. But obviously, we're also in a city similar to mm-hmm. a lot of the area that Randwick covers. Honestly, we don't see a lot of issues these days in terms of cats roaming, partly because there are far fewer, stray cats and feral cats around, and I think that's due to the success of councils and various community groups in getting those under control. And also, I think a lot of it is partly due to people being a lot more educated about, as cat owners and pet owners generally.
Now, with, this cat ban idea that owners would need to keep their cats inside, how likely would owners be even able to comply with such a ban?
Look, I think it is happening more and more that people are keeping their cats indoors, at least some of the time. Our strong recommendation here is that people should always keep their cats inside at night. And I think, considering keeping your cats inside 24 hours a day is not necessarily a bad thing. It depends a little bit on the situation, on the cat, on, the owners. If there are people home all the time and, they go out the back and their cats spend some time in the back garden with them, each day, then obviously there's no problem with that happening. I think the biggest problem comes when cats are allowed to be out at nighttime, mm-hmm. Because cats are, generally speaking, nocturnal animals. And they certainly do roam much more freely overnight. There've been studies to show that cats that have access outside at night can roam up to 10 times or more mm-hmm. distances than cats that are kept inside at night for a variety of reasons, partly because they are generally nocturnal, partly because there's less traffic, there's less to keep them sort of confined to their sort of small area. I think that it's a debate we need to have. I think that we probably try and need to keep cool heads about it because mm-hmm. I think, it's unfortunately cats seem to be a relatively divisive topic with people, which is unfortunate because cat ownership has an enormous amount of benefits to it as well, and I think people need to be mindful of that and be mindful of the fact that for many people who own their cats are part of the family.
Right. And just to be clear, with most cats, is it a requirement that they get out for their health, or are they really okay to just be kept in the house all the time?
Look, really, for most cats, they are fine to be kept inside all the time. But you then have to be aware that they need the stimulation that they're not getting by not being able to go outside. So it's important to, have interaction with them, to have what we call environmental enrichment. So that means potentially doing things like, building into the house or the apartment sort of little nooks and crannies where they can go and spend time, potentially, if you're going to be out for much of the time, having more than one cat. We often find that that's very helpful to sort of actually have two together because then they keep each other company and seem to be much more settled that way. Leave wildlife programs on during the day on television.
So sort of like, more socialization and thoughtfulness about how they're going to, be able to enjoy themselves in the house if they're not going to be able to go outside.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But, if you've got a cat that is used to free roaming, often as they get into their geriatric years, they're quite happy to sort of, stay closer to home. But if you've got a young, otherwise healthy cat that you haven't, taught to stay inside, that can actually be quite tricky to sort of get them to transition them. And that can be one of the most difficult things to do. So I think by and large, when you first get a cat, trying to keep it inside as much as possible. And I often advise people, if your cat's not asking to go outside, then just make sure, you know, just keep it inside. There's no reason why they have to go outside. They don't need their 10 minutes of sunshine a day for their vitamin D the way we do. And, you know, so long as they get, you know, plenty of attention and exercise. Obviously, exercise is an important thing. And so long as we're mindful of their diet to make sure that they don't put on too much weight and, you know, we have dedicated time, you know, with the cats to sort of help keep them healthy and engaged and exercised and that sort of thing. There probably isn't any good reason why they can't be indoor cats, be indoor pets.
Now, finally, Melissa, I'd like to ask, you know, on the surface, it seems to just bring laws and for cats in line with those for dogs. How reasonable is it to apply the same restrictions to these two different animals?
Yeah, it is much harder because obviously dogs can be maintained, you know, in a fenced area, whereas cats obviously are much better at being able to jump over those. And so, you know, something else that you know I find that people will often say is during the summertime, you know, we want to be able to have our, you know, back doors open to the backyard and, you know, for the breeze to come through and blah, blah, blah. And obviously that means that the cat then has access to the outside. So it is a lot more difficult to maintain a strictly indoor household, you know, cat when we've got the beautiful weather we have, you know, particularly during the warmer months. And, you know, cats are able to get out. There are certainly cat enclosures and they are becoming more popular. So that is where people, you know, have a company come in and actually enclose with a fine sort of cat-proof netting a certain area. Some people have even able to do sort of whole backyard areas and that sort of thing, but obviously that will depend on, you know, the trees and shrubbery that they might have there and whether or not they own the property or not. But people are starting to sometimes use leads, take their cats for walks with leads and those sorts of things. So there are things that can be done to try and help keep them confined, but, you know, at a basic level, it is a lot more difficult to try and keep cats in a certain area than it is dogs.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for joining us this morning to help clear it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a pleasure.
Have a great day.